Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Friday the 11th of April, I hope you're well. Coming up.
And sadly, all six victims have been pronounced deceased.
Tourists killed in New York helicopter disaster and on-duty Garda injured in hit and run. Plus we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, a tourist helicopter has crashed into the Hudson River in New York City, killing all six people on board. The victim, the pilot and five passengers are believed to include the parents and young children of a family from Spain. It's understood the aircraft hit the water upside down and became submerged near Lower Manhattan at around 3:15 in the afternoon local time. Alicia Alam witnessed the crash from her apartment.
I saw a helicopter with parts flying off it. The most notable was the propeller. It was literally flying off, as well as other parts of the helicopter.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams confirmed the family on board were Spanish tourists.
A Bell 206 helicopter that had left from the downtown skyport just about 3 p.m. The pilot and a family visiting from Spain, what our preliminary information has at this time.
An on-duty Garda has been injured in a hit-and-run in County Westmeath. It happened in the Heathfield area of Kinnegad. News Talk's Alan Cantwell reports.
Garda from the Westmeath Roads Policing Unit responded to an alert in relation to a car on their automatic number plate recognition system at around 10 a.m. yesterday morning. As one of the Garda went to speak to the driver of the car, it drove away and struck the officer. He was brought to the Midlands Regional Hospital in Mullingar to be treated for injuries which were non-life-threatening and was later discharged. Garda are appealing to any road users who may have camera footage, including dash cam, who are travelling in the area at the time of the incident to make it available to Garda. They're particularly interested in the movements of a red Volkswagen Golf, partial registration number 04TS, travelling in the Kinnegad area.
The US president has admitted there are transition costs as a result of his tariffs. He also suggested he'd love a deal with China, despite ramping up trade barriers with Beijing. Global stock markets have slumped again after a short-lived bounce when the US announced it was pausing the trade taxes for 90 days. However, Donald Trump insists there will be much bigger economic upsides to the tariffs.
There'll be a transition cost and transition problems, but in the end, it's going to be a beautiful thing. We're doing again what we should have done many years ago. We let it get out of control, and we allowed some countries to get very big and very rich at our expense.
The World Health Organization is warning that medical supplies in Gaza are at a critical level. WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus says since the breakdown of the ceasefire, hundreds of thousands of people have been displaced again.
After 6 weeks of blockade, those supplies are dangerously low and will run out in 2 to 4 weeks unless the siege is lifted. Since the breakdown of ceasefire, almost 400,000 people are estimated to have been displaced again.
There's been a significant increase in severe malnutrition, meanwhile, among pregnant women and young children in Gaza. Action Aid Ireland says no food, clean water, medicines or other essentials have entered Gaza for 40 days since Israeli authorities closed all border crossings. Action Aid Ireland CEO Carol Balfe says it's resulted in the starvation and punishment of the population of Gaza.
The situation is just a horror beyond belief, and it's deteriorating rapidly. It's 40 days of no food, no aid, a total and utter illegal humanitarian blockade of aid getting in by the Israeli authorities. And we are seeing the very dire consequences, most particularly for pregnant women, breastfeeding women and young children.
The Hawthor NLI launched twice yesterday following reports of swimmers in difficulty in North Dublin. The first call came in shortly after 3:30 following reports of a swimmer who'd failed to return to Portmarnock Beach. The crew were eventually notified the swimmer had made their way safely ashore. Just after 8 o'clock last night, a call from a member of the public said they could see two people in difficulty in the water between Sutton Golf Club and Portmarnock Beach. While the lifeboat was being launched, the crew were informed that the pair had managed to swim ashore to safety. safety and the lifeboat was stood down. In business news, our spending rose by 10% in the month of March. The latest spend trend report from AIB shows March 16th was the day we spent the most money in pubs, with spending of €5.4 million reported ahead of St Patrick's Day. But it was EV charging which accounted for the biggest increase in spending, up 68% year on year. Adrian Moynihan is head of consumer at AIB.
That trend is something we've seen in previous months as part of our spend trend analysis. Electric vehicle charging went from strength to strength, up 68% year on year. We think that's driven by a number of factors. One is just increased electric vehicle on the road, people taking more trips, both for business purposes, maybe as a return to office becomes a more common feature.
And in sport, in golf, Rory McIlroy's 3-under par and tied for fourth on day one of the Masters at Augusta. The world number two is 5 shots off the lead through 12 holes in his opening round. Justin Rose is currently setting the pace on 8-under through 16. Defending champion Scottie Scheffler has carded a 68 to sit on 4-under, tied for second. Shane Lowry's 1-under heading down the back nine. Justin Rose tells Sky Sports News he was pleased he could build on an impressive start.
Definitely the first few holes, the ball was going exactly where I was looking. So began to develop a lot of confidence and began to feel like there was a good round in me. So, I was proud of the way I kind of kept the momentum going.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here on Monday. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.